the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedon. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise this morning. And Lord God, we just thank you that you keep on teaching us more and more and more. Tedon, this morning, I'm going to share a tip with you that's going to always cause you to triumph over the devil. Get ready. And it's a very, very simple thing. But I got victory over this thing yesterday, and I have to tell you about it. You ready? Devil tried his best to pull a dirty trick on me. I mean, yesterday was trick after trick after trick. But I want to tell you something. Jesus won them all. Jesus was victorious over them all. And the first one started here on this timeline. And I'm going to explain to you. And I'm going to teach you a life lesson in having more power over the devil. Yesterday. So I came on the deadline and I knew I didn't know fully. But I know that whenever God does anything to anybody on earth, he's going to get the victory. He's going to have the victory and it's going to be good. I don't care what it may look like at the moment. The end result is going to be good. I had just said a few days earlier, I had explained my position about this chat room on Spreaker. Well, after I explained this vision, somebody that I'm not familiar with posted the name of a voodoo god. Now, I saw them post the name, And there's something that you got to know. Yesterday, the devil was alive and well and working. And he works through so many different fronts. But he works through people. He always going to try. His ultimate goal is to work through people. And his ultimate goal is always to kill somebody, steal from somebody, rob somebody, murder, steal, kill, and destroy somebody. So I knew I had to get on top of this thing right away, and I knew that it was directed at various people on this timeline. I wouldn't find out. You see, unlike the way some of us think God operates, God is a God of faith. God expects you to move in faith, live by faith, act by faith, and respond by faith. So I looked over there. I saw that voodoo name. I said, okay, God, no, this is not what it seems. The best way for me to show you is through the word of God. So I'm going to show you how to overcome the snares of the devil. Now, when the person posted the name of the voodoo god on the chat room, the enemy expected me to go into the witchcraft stuff, go into the voodoo stuff. That is not how you overcome witchcraft. And that is not how you overcome the devil either, ever. You will never, ever, ever post this in the chat room. You cannot overcome the devil going down to his level. Can you post that in the chat room? About 6 or 7 people. You cannot ever overcome the devil going down to his level. I'm going to explain that to you after I see it come up here in this chat room. You will never overcome the devil going down to his level. Jesus doesn't operate like that. Can you put that up there? Jesus does not operate like that. Jesus never, nowhere in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, will you find Jesus going down to the devil's level. Now, Jesus allowed a couple of times in the Bible, Jesus allowed the devil to take him somewhere to see something. Okay, I'm going to show you this. Jesus allowed the devil to take him somewhere to see something. But he did this with never going down to the devil's level. Even when Jesus allowed the devil to take him somewhere to see something, Jesus kicked his behind with the word of God. Go with me to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. I really want you to get this. You get this, and you will defeat the devil time after time after time. So yesterday was a test to see if I was going to go, if I was going to bite. Just to see if I was going to bite. But let me tell you something. This old preacher right here done dealt with the devil so much, I will never, ever, ever go down to his level for nothing. And I'm going to teach you the same thing. Okay? In Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it says, then was Jesus led. But now look where it say led. If you have a King James Version, it says, led up. You see that? Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, came to Jesus, the tempter said, if, trying to throw doubt in there, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Verse 5. Then the devil setteth him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple on the top and said unto him, if, doubt and unbelief, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh Jesus up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. All the kingdoms of the world. And the glory of them, and said unto Jesus, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Put this in the chat room about 7 times. If you will fall down and worship me. That's what the devil says. That's what the devil has to offer all of us. If we will fall down and worship him. I need about 7. If you'll fall down and worship me. Brothers and sisters, I want to show you something. You see, if I would have flipped over into the name of that demon, I would have come down to the devil's level. I would have gotten off of God's agenda. Let me tell you something. There's a million devils out here, and they all got a name. Don't you even try to worry your little Holy Ghost head remembering all these demons' names, because that's stupid. You'll never know all their names. Because if you get to know all their names, the devil just gonna give them some new names, like he has done over centuries. Them old devils got new names. So when the person posted the name of the demon, and whoever you are, I blocked you, because it's not that I don't love you, but your focus ain't right. Your focus, you posted the demon name on a chat line that's glorifying God, and I don't want no devil's names on this chat line, because our focus is not to come down to deal with no devil. Our focus is to be like Jesus and make the devil come up. If a devil's gonna get you, he ought to at least have some work at it. But the devil ain't going to come up to God to get you, and he ain't going to come up to God to get me. His objective is to make you fall down. Let's keep going. Over here in I want to show you something. I want you to go to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. I'm going to read this whole chapter. It starts off. So post it, Jessica, Luke 21. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And Jesus said, of a truth, I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she, of her penury, hath cast in all the living that she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, Jesus said, as for these things which you behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? 8. Highlight this in your Bible. And Jesus said, Take heed that ye be not deceived. Don't be deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. This is the one I want you to take heed to. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and friends and kinfolks and friends again. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But look what Jesus said. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Jesus said, in your patience, possess ye your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roar. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now here's the good news. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, this is the part I want you to get. Post this in the chat room. Then look up, and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I want you to post this. Heaven and earth, verse 33, shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Verse 34, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. The Bible says in verse 37, and in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. Brothers and sisters, Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. I'm taking you back again to Luke 21, 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Brothers and sisters, I know that sister, whoever she was, at least I think, I don't know, but I believe she had really good intentions by naming the name of that demon that was in that vision. But let me tell you something. Whenever the devil tries to bring me down, pay attention or put a focus on him, the Holy Spirit immediately brings this scripture to my mind, which is Luke 21, 28. He says, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. You never let anybody, and you got to stop going down, focusing on the devil, focusing on the demons, focusing on what they doing. It's down. It's down. Jesus said, look up.
not only does he say look up once, but because I wanted to make this so clear to you, in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, the Bible says, talking about Jesus, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken what? Up. Jesus was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing which way? In what direction? Up into heaven. The same Jesus, which is taken which way? Up. Which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus was about to do a miracle of turning the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes into enough to feed the multitudes, the Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 16, then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke them and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. Okay? Brothers and sisters, when Jesus was walking and Zacchaeus was of little stature and short, he climbed up into a tree. He just wanted to see Jesus pass by. But the Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he did what? He looked up and he saw Zacchaeus and said to Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus was there, the Bible says, he commanded the multitude to sit on the grass, but he was looking up to heaven. Brothers and sisters, please understand this. Again, over there in Mark chapter 6, verse 41, it says, Jesus looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the bread and gave it to all the disciples. Talking about the 2 fishes now. When Jesus restored the girl that had died, the Bible says he looked up to heaven. When Jesus took the saliva and made mud, you know, the first medicine that was ever made. Mud pies. But it was holy mud. Holy spit, too. And Jesus asked him, what did he see? He said, the Bible says in Mark 8, 24, he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Then Jesus put the mud pie medicine on his eyes. And then it says in Mark 8, 25, he said, and he made him look up. And he made him look up. And he was restored. His eyesight was restored. And he saw every man clearly. Brothers and sisters, over there in Acts chapter 22, verse 12 through 14, talking about Ananias, right? And after God had knocked Saul off his horse and made him blind, over there in Acts 22, verse 12 through 14, it says, Ananias, a devout man, having a good report of all the Jews, came to Saul and said, Saul, receive your sight. And Saul said, in the same hour, which way did he look, brothers and sisters? He said, I looked up upon him. This time, not upon Jesus, but he looked up upon a man. But the bottom line is, he looked up, brothers and sisters, and he said, talking to Saul, the God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will and see that just one and should just hear the voice of his mouth. I want you to, at least 8 people, I want you to post this on the chat room, and I want you to begin to prepare your heart to look up, because God is going to gift you this morning. God is going to grace you this morning, that you will know his will, that you will see the just one, and that you will hear the voice of his mouth. Please post this in that chat room for me. Verse 14, we're in Acts 22, verse 14. In the name of Jesus, brothers and sisters, our Father, whenever the devil comes at you to show him himself, show him Jesus. Whenever the devil is come to torment you, lift your eyes up, point your finger up, and tell him to look on Jesus. Whenever, brothers and sisters, God is preparing you to receive something from him, he wants you to look up and receive it from him. Ain't nothing down for you. Ain't nothing down. When they offered Jesus the temptations of this world and the devil tried to quote scripture to Jesus, Jesus said, it is written. The Bible says, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word shall remain forever. Brothers and sisters, one of the best things you can ever learn is that when the devil and witches and witchcraft, I don't care who it is, because the worst person in the Bible is the devil. And Jesus told that devil right there, it is written, it is said, it is written. Jesus, the word, spoke his own word. What I'm trying to tell you this morning is look up. When the devil try to bring you down, look up. When the devil try to talk you down, look up. When the devil comes at you, look up and know your redemption draweth nigh. Don't you ever go down to the devil for nothing. Jesus is your redeemer. Jesus has redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. Stop looking down. Stop going down. He's always going to try. He tried me in the chat room yesterday. I'm sure that girl didn't know that the devil was trying to do that to her. But you see, it's not her responsibility. It is my responsibility. It is your responsibility to keep our eyes on Jesus, to keep our focus on Jesus. We're not supposed to go down. If the devil got to mess with you or come to you, you are supposed to be seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. I guarantee you, he ain't going to come up there and get you. When your spouse ain't acting right, keep your eyes on Jesus. He's his spouse. He's his Lord too. When your boss ain't acting right, keep your eyes on Jesus. He's your boss's Lord too. When your clients ain't acting right, keep your eyes on Jesus. He's your client's Lord too. When the devil come at you, keep your eyes on Jesus, because Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings over everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. He's Lord. He is Lord. It didn't work, devil. My heart is toward Jesus. My eyes are toward Jesus. Today, I know we're going through this fast. I know, but brothers and sisters, this is the time to repent and get all this stuff right. You have a talk with your Father right now. You make this thing right when you have allowed that tempter, that devil, to come in and take your eyes off Jesus. How does he do it? He put a pain on you so bad. It's hurting. He tell you you're going to die, but you're not supposed to be afraid. Brothers and sisters, all I can say is Jesus is Lord. And he's King. But what I want you to do this one, I want you to see him as your Redeemer. Redeeming you out of the hand of the enemy. But you got to look up. You got to look up to see it. You got to look up to Jesus. Look up to what? Look up to your Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Because, brothers and sisters, love, the love of God, never fails. You don't focus on, you focus on Jesus, your Redeemer. Whoever that young woman was, I hope she hears this message. But I had to take her out the chat room. Nothing ever will overshadow my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In no circumstance. God didn't give me a vision to be exalting that whatever that was. God gives you a vision so you can see him. God gives you a vision so you can overcome the works of the devil. God gives you Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. Don't you just love Jesus this morning? He's awesome. 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 Look up. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. It is Jesus that redeems you from the hands of the enemy. I don't care what enemy. Anyone named in the Bible. Acts 22:14. The God of our fathers, the God of, speaking Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, has chosen you that you would know his will and that you would hear his voice, the voice of his mouth. Don't get caught up in all this other stuff. And I can tell you this because I've been casting out demons for 35 years. It'll only take you down. But your Redeemer wants you to know him in the fullness of who he is. Look up. Look up. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh unto you. Unto you. Unto you. All you got to do is make him bigger. Make God bigger than anything else that exists. Make God bigger.
God big. Make God big. Make God big. Give all praise to Him for who He is.
I can't.
just got a text from one of the TED liners. They said, I'm on a plane to California. The TED line is reverberating through the atmosphere at 35,000 feet while you deliver this message. What can I say? What can
to
I
all
say?
My people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! Your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! Mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Shepherd, Ted Line Ministry, in the name of Jesus, I thank God that we are Jesus believers coming from you on this mountaintop in Dalton, Georgia. I'll see you tomorrow if the Lord say the same.